good evening and happy April 1st. Don't worry, we checked. This is all real news. Tonight, we've got a little bit of everything across the Eastern Sierra, from fresh powder on the mountain and shifting spring weather to local sports highlights and community updates you'll want to know about. This episode is brought to you by Faultline 395, gear inspired by the Eastern Sierra and built for the way you live out here. And before we dive in, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel and following Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Ticket sales are now underway for the longtime Eastern Sierra event, the 34th Annual Mill Pond Music Festival. The event has been scheduled for September 18th to 20th at the Mill Pond Recreation Area. Organized by the Inyo Council for the Arts, the event is a staple summer festival in Inyo County. Those interested in attending should call 760-873-8014 for the best chance at reserving preferred camping sites and access to the lowest prices. As a note, prices have been raised this year due to increased costs, but it remains cheaper than many other festivals. Mark your calendars, reserve your spots, buy your tickets, and get ready for an amazing weekend. Local artists are being invited to take part in a long-standing community tradition. The Tri-County Fair Poster Contest is now open, giving participants the opportunity to design the official poster for the upcoming fair. The contest is open to artists of all ages, from students to experienced creators. Organizers say the contest is a chance to showcase creativity and community pride, with this year's theme, 250 Years of Stars and Stripes, Luau Under the Pines. The contest will close to entries on April 24th. So be sure to enter the contest while you still can.
In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing, all in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style, because looking good in the Sierra, well, it shouldn't require an aftershock.
New numbers show strong visitation at one of the region's most well-known national parks. Death Valley National Park welcomed more than 1.32 million visitors in 2025, making it the park's fourth highest visitation year on record. The total comes despite challenges, including flash flooding that temporarily closed roads and popular sites, and a government shutdown affecting funding and park employees. Officials say visitation dipped during those closures, but increased travel during major holiday periods helped boost overall numbers for the year. Is this your sign to schedule your next trip? Now for your sports report, brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up quality barbecue with a locals first approach. Visit them online at coppertopbbq.com. It was a busy stretch for Bishop Broncos athletics, with action on the softball and baseball fields. Starting with JV softball, the Broncos faced a tough non-league matchup against Trona, falling 16-5. Despite the loss, Bishop saw contributions across the lineup. Julissa Buff-Roman reached base and scored a run, while Aubrey Frechette added a hit and a walk. Lila Santana and Peyton Hohenstein each recorded two hits, with multiple players crossing the plate in the effort. On the varsity side, it was a different story. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team delivered a decisive 19-4 win over Mammoth in league play, ending the game in five innings. A trio of pitchers combined to limit Mammoth's offense, while Bishop's bat stayed active throughout the game. Tanner Ludwig led the way with a four-hit performance, including a home run. Multiple players contributed with hits, stolen bases, and runs scored in a strong all-around performance. On the baseball diamond, the Broncos continued that momentum. Bishop varsity baseball shut out Mammoth 13-0 in another five-inning game. Aiden Frechette got the start on the mound, allowing no runs on two hits over four innings, while Daxon Svesina closed things out. Offensively, Richie Talavera led the way with three hits, including a double. Several other Broncos contributed at the plate in a balanced team effort. That's your local sports report, again brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where the focus is on great food and supporting the local community.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Fresh snow is setting the tone to start April at Mammoth Mountain. Mother Nature delivered overnight, with 4 to 6 inches of new snow blanketing the mountain and creating fresh powder conditions. The base depth is now at 38 inches, and conditions are being described as excellent out there. Terrain access remains strong, with 122 trails, 14 lifts, and 6 terrain parks currently open. However, visitors should be aware that high winds and ongoing weather conditions may impact operations throughout the day, so lift access could change. Also, a seasonal update. Eagle Lodge is now officially closed for the season. Overall, it's shaping up to be a great day on the mountain, with fresh snow and plenty of terrain available for those looking to get in some early April turns. Let's take a look at your midweek weather across the Eastern Sierra. Starting in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes, Bishop will see a mix of sun and clouds today. Highs reach the upper 60s, with overnight lows dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow clears out nicely with mostly sunny skies and a warm-up into the low 70s. Winds pick up in the afternoon, but overall, a pleasant day. Heading into Friday stays sunny with highs in the upper 60s and cooler overnight lows in the mid-30s. Up in Mammoth Lakes, expect colder conditions with snow showers early and breezy winds throughout the day. Highs stay in the 40s, with temperatures dipping into the upper 20s overnight. Tomorrow sees improving conditions, with more sunshine returning. Highs climb into the 40s, though it will remain breezy at times. Friday continues that clearing trend with mostly sunny skies and highs again in the 50s. Great conditions heading into the weekend. So overall, a midweek mix of weather, some lingering showers and snow today, followed by sunshine and a gradual warm-up as we head toward the weekend. That's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Before you go, don't forget to head over and take part in the ESN Epic Eats poll, because supporting local food is always a good idea, and your vote helps spotlight some of the best spots in the region. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395, and thank you for watching. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now for the latest local news. And since it is April 1st, if something sounded too good to be true today, well, you might want to double check. We promise we kept it honest. Mostly, we'll see you next time.